ஆதிசேஷ அனந்த செய்யன ஆதிசேஷ அனந்த செய்யன ஸ்ரீநிவாச ஸ்ரீ வெங்கடேஷ ரகுகுல திலக ரகுராமச்சந்திர ரகுகுல திலக ரகுராமச்சந்திர சீதாபதே ஸ்ரீராமச்சந்திர ஜனகுலபூஷண யசோதனந்தனகுலபூஷண யசோதனந்தன ராதாபதே கோபால கிருஷ்ண ராதாபதே கோபால கிருஷ்ண ஆதிசேஷ அனந்த செய்யன காஷாயம்பர ஸ்ரீபர்த்திவாசாயம்பர ஸ்ரீபர்த்திவாசிரிபதே ஸ்ரீ சாயி பாபா ஸ்ரீபதே ஸ்ரீ சாயி பாபா ரகுராமச்சந்திரீராமச்சந்திர ஸ்ரீநிவாச சாய்நாத் பாபா மகாராஜ் கு வித் பிரணாம் சர் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் அவர் மோஸ்ட் பிலவட் பகவான் டியர் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாய் ஃபேமிலி ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம்லி ஹாப்பி டு பி அமங்ஸ்ட் யூ திஸ் மார்னிங். I see it happening without planning. I have not planned. I never thought it either. It suddenly happened. And one day in the afternoon, I hear a knock on the door. I open the door. I find three bumping into the room. One is very familiar to me because I stayed with him at his residence 10 years ago. And we meet him quite often. The other two are quite new. But in Sai, we'll never make anybody new to anyone. Sai brings all together. We are all one family. And then the one whom I know very intimately happened to be Mr. Sachem Chaudhary, who invited me long back, 10 years ago, to San Jose on Isharma Day, if I am right. I do have that wonderful album with me. Whosoever that come to my residence are quite eager to look into those photos. And then he introduced me, Zoan and Zeri, who also accompanied him. But in the course of the talk, they said, why don't you come to California, Santa Clara? We're going to have some meeting there. I wonder how they come to know that I'll be visiting US. I didn't tell anybody because it has not been confirmed. But with Anil Kumar, nothing can be confidential. Before things take a shape, they'll go around the whole world. I said, yes, sir, I'm coming. Then Sachem Chaudhary said, please visit. I said, yes. So I heard myself saying yes. I don't know. Eye to eye, see, I heard myself say yes. And that brought me here. Maybe Bhagavan's divine will. Bhagavan is to be created solely for this. I would rather say, I am here in spite of me. And had I not been here, I would have felt a lot because seeing all of you so eager to know about Swami. And this is the time when people will have to go around and talk to each other, inspire each other. No one is superior to anybody. No one can claim to be knowing more than anybody. It's only a question of sharing, that's all. It's a question of sharing. You tell me what you know. In turn, I'll tell you what I know. That's all. Only exchange. There's only one knower, that's all. Known may be many. Knower is one. I really congratulate Prema Rao for having selected this topic, eye-to-eye transformation. Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations for selecting this theme and all that, or the team of people. Oh, you're the head of the team anyway. Congratulations. This is a wonderful topic that deserves your consideration and serious thought and application thereafter, particularly today when Swami is not amidst us physically. It is not transformation exactly. It is awareness eye to eye. Awareness of the other eye. We know one eye. We are not aware of the other eye. If it is transformation, you stop there ignoring the other. Not one getting transformed into the other. We are aware of both who are actually one and the same. My friends, I is known to everybody, which we have been carrying with us over years and years, lives and lives. Bahunam, bahunam, janmani. As Bhagavad Gita says, lives after lives after lives, we are carrying this I. Ask anybody, glad to see you. What are you? I am so-and-so. Uh-huh, are you? He doesn't stop there. You know, we have known sufficiently, but yet, I did that. I am so-and-so. So this I, we know. Bhagavan, in interviews and also in his discourses, he refers to this particular episode or this particular way of introducing the I. My friends, I don't speculate. I don't need to quote any other sacred text because I believe Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba is ultimate. Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba is ultimate. We don't have to read any other book. He's ultimate. Before I just go into that, a little anecdote that happened in my individual life. Bhagavan visited Godavari districts in the year 1983 or 86. He visited Godavari districts. I was there. I followed Swami, and I was translating his talks, and of course, that being Telugu area, he made me speak for some time, and Bhagavan spoke later, everywhere, in every Sai center. And a particular time, at the dining table, in the evening, he said, Anil Kumar, I am not happy with you. I am not happy with you. I followed him for a couple of days and giving talks, preceding his divine discourse. And he says, fine evening, I am not happy with you. Well, that being first exposure to be very, very close to Swami, very intimate to Swami, first exposure, I could venture to say, Swami, I take leave of you. I will go home. Since you are not happy with me, permit me to go back. Let me know why you are not happy. You know what Baba said? I'm not happy with you because all these meetings I've been observing you. You have been saying repeatedly, Baba said, Baba said, Baba said. What will people feel? They think that you are my trumpet or what? And do you think that I brought you for propaganda or what? Then I said, if you feel so, Swami, please let me go. He said, why? Right from my childhood, I have been listening to spiritual discourses right from my childhood. And I am familiar with many, many teachers, gurus, and all, many. And I'm also very fond of spiritual literature. I have gone through many books. But Bhagavan, having listened to you, I don't want to listen to anybody else. Having gone through this Sai literature, I don't need any more. Yes. Therefore, if you want me to speak, I can speak only what you said, nothing else, because nothing attracts me. Then Baba said, see that. I know that. But these people also should know that you speak about me only. So let them know. You understood? That is Anil Kumar's Baba said. Because Baba's message is ultimate. We don't need to, quote any other scripture or anybody. Because unity, yes, unity church, that's what they said. Bhagavan Baba's message unifies, integrates all religions, all faiths. You don't have to go beyond that. Nothing is beyond also. Instead of swallowing A vitamin, B vitamin, C vitamin, one after one, better you have multivitamin tablet one. That is such a Sai Baba. That is such. Because it has got all the ingredients, all the multivitamin, latest antibiotic. Yes. One of the meetings when Bhagavan was seated there, I ventured to say, Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba is our latest God, computer space age. Well, there's thumping response from the audience. And then Swami started his talk. I was standing by his side. He said, there is nothing like latest God. And then he added, Satya Sai Baba, Satya Sanatana, Nitya Nutana, he said. Satya Sanatana, that eternal truth. Nitya Nutana, ever fragrant, ever vibrant, ever new. That's so. Satya Sai Baba is the combination of both then, now, and forever. What I'm trying to draw your attention to is this. In all his discourses, he says this. Who are you? Somebody would say, I'm Anil Kumar or Subba Rao. Swami says, no, you are not Subba Rao or Anil Kumar. Why? That is the name given to you. You are not born with that name on the board. Do you? No. So you are not the name. And you are quite free to change your name. Why not? Give some government gazette notification. Pay some fee. You can have bill or pill, whatever you want. Or whatever name you want. You can have it. So you are not the name. No. Then who are you? Somebody may say, I am an Indian. No. Tomorrow you may go to US and be an American. NRIs. Many people are there. Americans. So you are not the country where you stay. Because you may change place to place, country to country, from time to time. So you are not the country you represent. No, you are not an Indian. You are not the name. Who are you? You may say, Swami, I'm a professor. No. Professor by virtue of profession. Tomorrow you can become a businessman or, much worse, a politician. Why not? A politician, why not? So you can change your profession. So you are not the profession. You are not the name. You are not the country. Who are you? Swami, I'm MSc. Oh, MSc, PhD. That the degrees you acquired, that you studied, that's all. You are not born with MSc. No. So you are not the education qualification either. Who are you? Swami, at least I'm a man. At least. No, you are not a man, I say. Why? There's only gender, that's all, gender. Only gender, you are not a man either. That's only gender. How is it, Swami? What is all this? Then Bhagavan says, if you find anybody knocking on the door, if you say, who is there? They'll say, I. Nobody will say, I, the engineer, I, the American, I, the woman, I, the man. Nobody will say that. If anyone says, this is not the place for them. There are mental hospitals separately open for that category, you know. Good case for psychiatry. So nobody would say, I, that. No. I is the common answer from everybody. And that I, man says I, woman says I. Then how do you say man's I and woman's I? You are not the I, that's all. That I is not Indian, that I is not botanist, not a professor, I is not doctor, that I is everything but above all. It includes all, but it's exclusive again. So all that I introduce myself to others, I'm that and this, that, height, weight, chest, everything is one I, outer I, or functional I. Functional I, for utilitarian purpose, for your own identity, to exercise your vote at the time of elections, so as to present yourself to somebody else. All this is external I. And the ego. This I is introductory physical I, and the second aspect is the ego is I, ego. Because that ego expresses openly ego. As some people speak, we can easily understand he is suffering from too much of ego. He needs some treatment. Yes, too much of ego. That's also a disease, you know. We can pity them. Father, they know not what they speak. Forgive them, that's all. So ego comes out. It takes some opportunity other to raise its ugly hood. Ego is something that we cannot avoid. Those that say, I have no ego, is man with highest rate of ego. Impossible. I have no ego. That I is ego. Keep quiet. I have no ego. That's ego. So ego will somehow or other, at some place or other, in some event or other, will raise its ugly hood. This is ego. And this ego is the mind. Ego is the mind. But of course, we brush it aside, say, mind and never mind. It's not that. The mind is the ego. The mind is the outer I. Body plus mind. Body is the I. Mind is the I. Physical I. Psychological I. One, this I expresses itself physically in one direction. Psychologically, it's called ego. And then the senses. Senses. Some people say, I can walk briskly. Oh, then you are the body. You are the body. I can see clearly. I can hear well. Senses. I includes senses. Body, senses, mind, ego. This is all the outer I or physical I. For identity purpose, for recognition of utilitarian value, for functional purpose. This is one side of that. There is other side which we don't want to know. Because if you know the real I, the other side of the I, you lose your individuality. Just if you go to Mandir, if Sevadal stops you there, you know who I am? What? I am a VIP, you know that? Oh, in temple is VIP. In temples in front of God, how can you be VIP? Very insignificant person. Very insignificant. So that I is affected when you are ignored. That I is affected when you are neglected. That I is deeply hurt when you are humiliated. That I expresses itself as superiority complex or inferiority complex. That way and this way, something like a pendulum that oscillates that way and this way. And is again this I that feels highly elated. If you say you are a great man, you are recognized today. Long back I am very great, don't you know that? Oh, it gets elated. And if anyone says, I know that you are such a useless fellow. Oh, am I useless fellow? We'll settle the matter outside at the end of the meeting. At the end of the meeting, please. So, I is the one that reacts. I is the one that reflects. I is the one that gets exposed. I is the one that manifests. I is the one that reacts, as I said, to any praise or blame. I craves for recognition. I craves for recognition. So many people say, Anil Kumar, I have been doing thankless job. Why do you do that then cry? Why do you do that and cry, thankless job? Somebody will say, no one is recognizing me. For whose recognition you are doing? Are you contesting the election or what? So I, this ego, can be identified when it craves for identification. When it reacts to praise and blame, And when it wants something special, something superior, simple example, among devotees, supposing a man who is quite new to Prashantralayam, his Swami looks at him and smiles, he's ecstatic, first visit. He comes to Sai Center and says, Swami, look at me, smile. Instead of congratulating him, instead of sharing his joy, he looked at you. I got interviewed 10 years ago. So what? So what? Mean I'm superior to you. And then he'll put a question, is this your first visit? Yes, sir, first. This is my 100th visit. Then what? This is ego. To try to establish superiority, to crave for something special, something great. He gave interview. He gave me chain also. Uh-huh. He gave me watch also. So what? Meaning he wants to demonstrate that he's superior to the other man. This is ego. So ego, or this outer I, has got a complex, craving for superiority. It wants to achieve. Some people say that, you know, I meditate for 3 hours. I tell him, please meditate for 2 more hours. Because you have nothing else to do. And people in the family will feel comfortable because you'll remain silent at least during that time. So, it may be meditation to you, tension-free to the rest of the members in the family. When you meditate, why should I know? I don't know. Some people say, I do puja for 1.5 hours. Please increase by 1/2 hour more so that you can shut your door and puja that, so that I'll be busy in my own way. Leave me alone. This kind of publicity, propaganda, advertisement is an act of ego. It's an act of ego. When anyone says something against you, you are deeply hurt. You don't want to keep quiet. You want to react. Come on. That's again ego. If anyone sings nicely, oh, she sang very well. But the other fellows will say, the other lady sings better than this. Did I ask you that? I said this lady sang well. Why do you speak that? The other lady who sang much better 1 year ago? Ego. We don't know how ego expresses itself. It says that it has extra knowledge. It's not knowledge, allergy. It's allergy. Therefore, my friends, let us be watchful of this ego. After all, spirituality is nothing but identification of the ego. Sadhana, spiritual practice, is nothing but to drop that ego so that we'll develop that spirit of equanimity, equipoise, steadfastness. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. So that you would be a sthita prajna, unruffled, balanced. That's what it is. Satya Sai Baba is topmost in giving this treatment to the people who are egoistic. Those who are near him will know the heat of it because they get burnt during that time. Yes. You say that if anyone says, well, I was not at all, I mean, you are far away. That's right. If anyone says, I touch the fire, my hand is okay, it's not the fire. It's not the fire. So those who are close to him, or close to him functionally, physically, will know this, that Baba may tolerate anything, but not ego. But not ego. Certainly not. When once you say, Swami, the auditorium is very clean, I got it done, you see. That's what I did. Swami suddenly stepped into the college, Vrindavan, It's an Anil Kumar Ravi's auditorium. Perfect Swami, I got it. It's very good. Then he asked me, come here. I said, yes, Swami. Go to the 15th row. Check the chair 25. I climbed steps, 15th row, 25th chair. I could collect the seat because it's not properly screwed there. Swami said, you checked everything, is that the way you do? Is that perfection? Total imperfection. Meaning, when I said, I have done it, you will get it. You will get it. On the other hand, we find some of the boys, they act in front of Swami, they sing in front of Swami. Some of the fellows are not up to the standard, naturally, see. All cannot act of equal excellence, no. One fellow totally spoils, totally. Swami will call him, give him ring. Ring. The hero who does very well, totally ignored. Then we think, Swami, what happened to you? What's all this? Ring should go to the best actor, not to the fellow who spoiled thoroughly. Then behind the screen, he will say to all the other boys, he acted from a heart. Whereas you acted only, it is art, that fellow's heart. Are we heart surgeons or cardiac surgeons to see the heart or what? Meaning this fellow will feel totally disheartened, frustrated because he's spoiled. Swami wants to give him some kind of encouragement, boost his spirit. You have done well, your heart is good. You have done for Swami. You are not a stage actor. You have done, first time you have done. And then he will take him, introduce everybody. First time the fellow appeared on the dais. He appeared a number of times, but still. Swami, he has done very well, first time. You know, MSc, MCom, BSc, PhD, DSc. He may be first year BSc fellow. So that he will not be depressed, he will build a spirit. Whereas the hero who has done well, he will ignore him. After 3 days, he will call, you have done well. That is, ego, best treatment to treat ego. By Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba only on earth. That's all. I'll give you another example. Let him be any great man. Dr. Venugopal. Padma Bhushan, who did the first heart surgery, heart transplant in India. He came to Swami, and Swami was asking, Venugopal, yemi heart attack, why heart attack? And that man started speaking, Swami, arteries, veins, cholesterol, tension, hypertension, 45 minutes discourse by this doctor. We were helplessly listening to him. Because Swami is there. If Swami is not there, he has to speak for himself. Nobody would be there. Because of Swami, tension. At the end, Swami said, Yevanapa, inta cheptunnavu gaani bangaru. Heart attack, 3 reasons. Hurry, worry, curry. That's it. Only 3 reasons for heart attack. Hurry, worry, curry. Why? Feel 45 minutes discourse by Bharata Ratna. 3 words, Hari Om Tat Sat. That is Satya Sai Baba. Please understand that. And then the doctor fell flat. Swami, very good. That's all, Swami, nothing else. You also must have heard of L&T Company, Lawson and Tubero Company, which is an international company. They undertake projects all over the world. And they took up the project of constructing a new canteen, South Indian canteen there. And that Ramakrishna, director of L&T Company, he came to see Swami Kodaikanal to have the plans approved. And they were showing, Swami, this and this we want to. He allowed the gas cylinder to empty itself completely. At the end, he says, Adanta anavasaramappa. All that is not necessary. If you do this way, it will be simple. cost-wise cheap and work is efficient, you do this way. He suggested an alternative. That man immediately fell at his feet and said, Swami, you are the best engineer on earth. That is Satya Sai Baba. Please understand it. That is Satya Sai Baba. Why? He is that inner eye. The outer eye claims knowledge. The inner eye, wisdom. Outer eye, acquired. Inner eye, creative. Innate, inborn, immanent, latent, original, creative, nascent, spontaneous, instantaneous. That is Satya Sai Baba. Therefore, my friends, outer eye is artificial. Outer eye represents all that is acquired, that is possessive. That is egoistic, that is cunning, that is political. Supposing if you say, your speech is not nice this morning, you won't accept it. No, I was running temperature. He was not running temperature. When I said, he started developing temperature. My comment is the cause for temperature. Till then, normal. So he wants to defend. Ask a student, why did you get such low marks? No, today I am not well. Oh. Or he will say, the teacher did not teach me properly. Nobody wants responsibility because of this eye problem. I am responsible. Who will say that? Nobody would say that. Therefore, eye is cunning. Eye is defensive. Outer eye is defensive, outer eye is cunning, outer eye is political, outer eye is a jewel. It is the one that divides me from you. It is the one that distinguishes me from you. This is duality of the outer mind. So the outer mind we know thoroughly. And the same outer eye, the ego, the mind, turns inside. That is altogether a different world altogether. It is not transformation, right? Outer eye, inner eye. Do you mean to say this has been transformed into this? Two sides of the same coin. Two sides of the same coin. One expresses, the other is hidden. One manifests, the other is unmanifested. It looks like this. How we think of this? Swami materialized a ring, big ring, and he gave it to one person there. All went there, started looking at the ring while Swami was sitting there. You know what he said? I materialized the ring. You are looking at the ring, but not me. I created it. Similarly, the ring is outer eye. The master is the inner eye. Creation, outer eye. Creator, inner eye. Satyam jnanam anandam cha. Quick, Rabbi. It's not orchestra business. Quick. Quick. Satyam jnanam.
Satyam jnanam. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Hare.
Satyam Brahma, Jnanam Brahma, Anantam Brahma, Anantam Brahma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Brahma.
Hare.
Jnanam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Jnanam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam
Brahma. That inner eye is Satyam. Truth. What is truth? Truth is not what you see, what you speak about, is not telling what you have experienced. No. Swami inaugurated Shivam, a beautiful building at Hyderabad in the state of Andhra Pradesh in the year 1972. There in the dining hall, I was sitting there. Swami said, Yami Sadhinavaniyo, what did you study? Swami, I'm botany. Botany. Science. Yami Japutustamu Satyamante. What is truth? Tell me. Science is truth, Swami. Yes. Science speaks of truth. Science is based on truth. No. Science is not truth. Any truth. What side of truth it is? Science says something today, tomorrow it negates tomorrow. Atom is indivisible at one time. Today, divisible. Berzelius hypothesis another time. Avogadro's hypothesis later. Darwinism at one time. Neo-Darwinism later. Science goes on changing. That's what Baba said. I said, truth, Mariana Pandrada, when he says that. Swami, so what? Shall I say science is based on falsehood and utter lies? Can I say that? Then Swami, I don't know, please you should tell me. Then Baba said, science speaks of facts, not truth. Fact is different from truth. Swami, is not truth a fact? Is not a fact true? Are they different? What do you know? Then Swami started explaining. Today, you are in blue suit. Yesterday, black suit. 2 days ago, shirt and pant. Dress goes on changing, but you are same. That changelessness is truth. That which changeable is a fact. Equal volumes of gases under equal conditions of temperature, temperature, pressure, that's all. They go on changing. They are facts, but you are truth. Satyam. So inner eye is Satyam, truth, changeless, eternal, blemishless, immortal. It is Anindya, blemishless. Avyaya, infinite, Amrita, immortal. Immortal, eternal, blemishless is inner eye. Satyam, Jnanam. Jnanam means what? Not knowledge, not information. Knowledge is allergy. Because most of the fellows who are knowledgeable They have no knowledge at all. Yes, Swami said, talking about Newton, I believe, while he's working in the laboratory, but yeah, at home, you know, goes on writing and scientist. And he has got a pet cat at his residence. It goes on disturbing him. So he called the carpenter, asked him to make a hole on the door so that it can go and come back. Nice airport, exit, entrance, so that it can go without disturbing him. All right. It was jumping around. After some time, that cat gave birth to 3 kittens. He called the carpenter again, make 3 more holes for them. 3 more. The carpenter, sir, 1 hole is enough. 3 holes for kitten, big hole for mother cat is not so, sir. That, Swami, this is knowledge. Absence of common sense. Only borrowed information. Bookish knowledge. Second-hand information. Qualification for a job to eke out of your living. That's all. Knowledge is acquired. Knowledge is learned. Knowledge is something given to you. Knowledge is something passed on from one generation to the next generation. It is the teacher who teaches you, making you knowledgeable. It is knowledge that gives you status, dignity in the society. It is not the knowledge that's important. It is wisdom. Outer eye, knowledge. Inner eye, wisdom. What is wisdom? Swami explains this way. Ant will know the sugar particle. It will not collect sand particles. Sand and sugar mix. Ant will pick up sugar only, not sand. Ant has no PhD. Ant did not attend the University of California. No. It can pick up correct sugar. That is wisdom. And not only that, the newborn calf will go to the cow to draw milk out of the udder of the cow, not from the tail. It will not go to the tailor leg. To that, who taught it? Any training classes? Summer crash courses? Summer core or crack courses. Nothing like that. You are born with wisdom. You go to sleep and enjoy nice sleep. Yes? Oh, good. Who wakes you up next morning? If no one wakes you up, next day will be declared a holiday. Who wakes you up? By the time you wake up, you know who is who. You know your brother, you know your mother. If you start looking like that, the whole family will cry, what happened to this fellow? How do you know who is who by the time you get up? Who reminds you? You see the mind? No. While in deep sleep, mind was missing. Therefore, my friends, the one who wakes you up, the one who makes you aware what you are. Nobody needs to tell me the moment I get up. You are Mr. Anil Kumar, you are from Satya Institute, you are Potapur. Nobody tells me. I know that. What is that awareness? That is jnana. That is jnana, the wisdom. Satyam, jnanam, anantam, infinite. That awareness in you is in everyone. That awareness is present all over the universe. Those of you who had been to Puttaparthi, who had the glimpses, who had the taste of his nectarine or nectarous divine discourse would be able to follow. I'll give English translation also.
Kramamutappaka bhanudu ఉదయాస్తమయముల నందనేల గగనమున కాంతి కైసేయుతరలు పగలు మాత్రముదాగు భంగియేల అనిశనం తాపవనుండు జీవకోటుల బ్రోవ సదా ఫివనేలా కిలకిల నవ్వుచు ధ్వనుల నదులు సలిలము భంగి ప్రవహించు చందమేలా భువిని ఎందు చూచిన భ్రమయేలా ఎవని ఆనతి ఇట్లు జరుగుచుండు అతడే ఇతడని ఇతడే అతడని సర్వులకు అధిపతి అని కంచరయ్య. దట్ ఈస్ ది డిక్లరేషన్ ఆఫ్ స్వామి. సర్వులకు అధిపతి అని కంచరయ్య. ఐ యుల్ అప్రిషియేట్ ఇట్. క్రమము తప్పక భానుడు ఉదయాస్తమయములనందలేల. వై సన్సెట్ అండ్ సన్ రైజ్? సన్ విల్ నెవర్ గో ఆన్ ఏ హాలిడే. సన్ విల్ నెవర్ ఆస్క్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్ట్రా సాలరీ ఇంక్రిమెంట్స్, సమ్మర్ వెకేషన్ ఆర్ లాంగ్ ట్రిప్ సమ్వేర్ ఎల్స్ టు అదర్ ప్లానెట్స్. హీ విల్ నాట్ సే దట్. హీ విల్ నెవర్ బాయ్కాట్. వై?
గగనమున కాంతి కైసేయుతారలు పగలు మాత్రము దాగు భంగియేలా.
ద స్టార్స్ దట్ గ్లిట్టర్ ఇన్ ద నైట్, దే హైడ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఇన్ ద డే. వై? వై నాట్ దే షైన్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ ఆల్సో? వై డు యూ ఫైండ్ ద కూల్ బ్రీజ్ సప్లైయింగ్ ఆక్సిజన్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్? వై? హూ ఈజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ దిస్? హూ ఈజ్ కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆల్ దిస్? హూ ఈజ్ ది ఓనర్? హూ ఈజ్ ద డైరెక్టర్? హూ డస్ ఇట్? వై ద రివర్స్ ఫ్లో డౌన్ ద వ్యాలీ అప్ ద హిల్ విత్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సౌండ్ ద రివర్స్ దట్ ఫ్లో? వై? బాబా సేస్ దిస్, ప్లీజ్ నోట్ దిస్ పాయింట్.
ఎవని అనతి ఇది ఇట్లు జరుగుచుండు?
అండర్ హూస్ కంట్రోల్ అథారిటీ ఆల్ దీస్ హ్యాపన్స్?
అతడే ఇతడని ఇతడు అతడే నన్నుచు.
దట్ కంట్రోలర్ ఈజ్ మీ. ఎస్, ఐఎమ్ దట్ కంట్రోలర్. సర్వులకు అధిపతి అని కంచరయ్య. ఐఎమ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్. దట్ ఈస్ సచ్ అ సాయి బాబా. దట్ ఈస్ సచ్ సాయి. That is such a Sai Baba. Therefore, my friends, that is the inner eye. That is inner eye. Bhagavan is present within every one of us. Just as our friends sing that song. Can we do that? Antaranga Sai Anadhanada Sai Antaranga Sai అనాథనాథ సాయే దీన బంధు సాయే కరుణ సింధు సాయే దీన బంధు సాయే
రామకృష్ణ శివ శక్తి ప్రేమ రూప సాయే రామకృష్ణ శివ శక్తి ప్రేమ రూప సాయే
యుగావతార బాబా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి యుగావతార బాబా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి అంతరంగ సాయి అనాథనాథ సాయి.
ప్యూర్ హార్ట్ ఈస్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఈశ్వర హృదయ అర్జున తిష్టతి భారత. God installs himself. God is seated at the altar of your heart. Antaranga Sai. He is within you. That is inner eye. It's not Bahiranga Sai. There are some people, Swami is saying, Lopal chesko, lopal chesko. Do namaskar within. And there are some people who do like that. Yem stuntu master chesta undave. What is all that exhibition? He knows outer eye is doing that. If it is inner eye, you salute within yourself. Do namaskar within you. So inner eye is, outer eye is individual, inner eye is universal. This outer eye is limited, while inner eye is so vast, infinite. Outer eye differs. Inner eye is uniform. This outer eye is dual, inner eye is non-dual. Outer eye physical, inner eye spiritual. Vast difference. But what we need is awareness. What we need is awareness. Swami says that, see, number one, number five. Which is a higher number? We say five. No, one, Swami says. One is higher. Why, Swami? 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 is equal to 5. Without 1, where is 5? There's no 5 without this 1. That 1 is such a Sai Baba, the inner eye. That inner eye, that 1 is such a Sai Baba. That 1, the only 1, Bhagwan sees such Sai Baba, the inner eye, that is such Sai Baba. What I want to tell you, always says that. There's another instance I should draw attention. Swami is standing like that. One boy after another boy coming, having individual photographs with Swami. One boy after another. Then it was my turn. I also had a picture with Swami. And then I did not go. I was still standing there. Swami said, your turn is though over. Why are you there? Swami, I'm just watching. Then Swami said, what is that you are watching? I'm watching a fact that you are more handsome than all the boys, than all of us put together. Than all of us. Do you know what Baba said? Yemappa, Sacha Sai Baba, Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam, truth. Sivam, awareness. Sundaram, beauty. Truth, goodness, beauty. Sacha Sai Baba, the inner eye, the inner eye. That's what inner eye. And further, Bhagavan explains. See this? Chudu Anil Kumar. Yeah, okar tarvata vastu unnaru, pota unnaru. Vastu unnaru, pota unnaru. One after one, they come here, take a picture and go. Swami is like that. Creation, jagat, jagat. It comes and goes. Swami, I remain like eternal. Jagadishwara, divine is eternal. Jagat comes and goes like passing clouds. What more explanation anyone can give on earth today other than Sat Sai Baba? That is Sat Sai Baba. That is what you call the inner eye, the inner eye. Outer eye comes and goes while the inner eye remains like that. Somebody said, Swami, why do you put me to suffering? Why do you put me to suffering? Why me only? And you want somebody else to suffer. Some people say, why me only? Meaning, why don't you transfer to other fellow? I'm ready to donate my suffering to that man. Because I'm a man of sacrifice. Why me only? And so there is somebody who says, Swami, you have protected me. Swami, you have given my life. You brought me to life when I was in danger. You saved me. Arre, chodo, sit down. Now Baba says this. Everything comes to you as a matter of reaction, reflection, and resound. I don't give, I don't take. I don't punish, I don't reward. Everything is reaction, reflection, resound. As is the foot, so is the belch. As is the cloud, so is the rain. As is the action, so is the reaction. As is the seed, so is the fruit. As is the floor, so is the bread. As is the flame, so is cooking. Am I right? Therefore, these are the examples from Swami. All that I have been telling only from Sai literature. Therefore, the whole world revolves around reaction, reflection, resound, the outer eye. Whereas the inner eye, Sarvakarma Sakshibhuta Sacha Sai Ram, Saranu 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 Sai Rama. Sarvantaryami Sacha Sai Rama, Sarvantaryami. Hey, Sarvantaryami Sacha Sai Rama.
సర్వ మంత్ర రూప సత్య సాయి రామ, సర్వ మంత్ర రూప సత్య సాయి రామ, సర్వ కర్మ సాక్షిభూత సత్య సాయి రామ, సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వ కర్మ సాక్షిభూత సత్య సాయి రామ, శరణు 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 సత్య సాయి రామ, హే శరణు 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 సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వాంతర్యామి సత్య సాయి రామ, సర్వాంతర్యామి సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వ మంత్ర రూప సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వ మంత్ర రూప సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వ కర్మ సాక్షిభూత సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సత్య సాయి రామ, హే సర్వ కర్మ సాక్షిభూత సత్య సాయి రామ, శరణు 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 సత్య సాయి రామ, హే శరణు 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 సత్య సాయి రామ, ఆ సర్వాంతర్యామి సత్య సాయి రామ. ఔటర్ ఐ ఇస్ అన్ యాక్టర్, యాక్టర్ ఇన్నర్ ఐ ఇస్ ద డైరెక్టర్, ఔటర్ ఐ ఇస్ పర్ఫార్మర్ while the inner eye is a witness. Inner eye is just a witness, that's all. Upadrishta anumantaha bharta bhakta maheshwaraha, just an eternal witness, that is the inner eye. So outer eye, if it is reflected in meditation, same as the inner eye. The inner eye projects, this is projection, while this is creation. This is manifestation, this is unmanifested. So outer eye, inner eye are not different. Inner eye projected outwards as outer eye. To know this, to understand this, is called self-enquiry, atma vicharana. The process is meditation or dhyana. To experience is atma sakshatkara, the manifestation of the inner self, cosmic self, universal self. I have here in front of me the timekeepers warning me that it's time to wind up. So, thank you very much. Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Now, my friends, if you have really understood what I should say, it will be put to test now. Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba Ji ki.
Jai.
Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba Ji ki.
Jai.
Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba Ji ki.
Jai.
Thank you, Sai Ram.